Ay, 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 ay,
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
It's the first week. It's the first week. We're off to a little bit of a rough start. It's okay. It's okay. Zeb is used to the way we used to do it in the shtetl. But it's a little bit different over here. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shakol Nieh B'dvaro. All right. So, Chevra, let us begin. So, first of all, a thank you to Baruch Meir for dedicating the shir tonight in honor of his birthday, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Should be zocheh mir Hashem to a year of hatzlacha, a year of growth, a year of yiras shamayim, a year of shmiras hamitzvos, and a mir Hashem a beautiful year of self-actualization this year and every year. May be'asim shalom tovos.
Amen.
So we're going to do a beautiful piece today. We started a little bit informally last week. We were in Maishi's backyard last week, under the stars. It was Chassidus under the stars, and I quoted from a sefer that I've really grown to love over the last year or so, which is a sefer titled Ma'at Min Ha'ar, written by a Rav Eli Wolf, Eliyahu Wolf. Eliyahu Wolf is one of the big guys in Kfar Chabad, and what he did is he took the Rebbe's sichos and he condensed them a little bit more into essay form. Beautiful, beautiful modern Hebrew, and you know, as they say, there's a beautiful gibush ra'ayonot, you know, a very beautiful articulation of ideas. So I want to share with you one of the Rebbe's sichos of Yom Parshas Toldos. It's the sheet you have in front of you. Now, in Mir Sashem, over the course of this year, we're gonna go through different Rebbe's every week, and hopefully we're gonna get to say a little bit, you know, about Lubavitch Rebbe. Obviously, again, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha is very well known, so he doesn't really need much biographical information or background. But in Mir Sashem, part of what I hope to do over this Chabura is we'll see other personalities who are lesser known. There are so many tzaddikim of yesteryear, so many incredible personalities who helped and shaped the trajectory of Yiddishkeit. And in Meretz Hashem, I think it's good enough, right? So we'll see those personalities who helped to shape the trajectory of Klal Yisrael. So with that, I want to share with you an idea in Parshas Toldos. So the Rebbe says like this. So we're not going to do all of this inside, but I wanted to give you the sheets because in Meretz Hashem, you'll take this, it's yours, you'll chazer it over Shabbos. So the Rebbe over here is dealing with the following pasuk, the opening pasuk in the parasha. So again, I'm on page 52. Opening part, the Eidl told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holy des Yitzchak. Opening pasuk in the parasha. These are the generations of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avraham birthed Yitzchak. So obviously, Rashi HaKadosh is bothered by a very simple idea, which is what? At the end of the day, we already know. In other words, there's no new information. Ein panim chadoshos bo lakan. I know that Yitzchak is the son of Avram. We already learned that again back in Parshas Vayera. I already know that Avram is the father of Yitzchak. Also, learned that back in Parshas Vayera. So what is the Torah Kedosha coming to be Mosif? What is it coming to add? So the Rabbi, so here, you can see Rashi's quoted, right? Right, even before the essay begins. So Rashi over here is quoted, L'fi shani leitzane hador omrim me'avimelech nisabra. So Rashi says something amazing. The leitzane hador, the mockers or the scoffers of the generation, they said that Yitzchak wasn't Avraham's son. But they said instead that Sarah Imenu became pregnant from Avimelech. Because you know the story again, where Avram Avinu has to relocate once again because of famine. He goes down to Gerar, says the whole line, she's my sister. Avimelech takes her. Now, not long after that, Sarah Imenu becomes pregnant. So people started spreading rumors. Yitzchok's not, he's not Avram's child. Baharayo, Avram and Sarah married all of these years. She doesn't become pregnant. Now suddenly she's taken by Avimelech and suddenly she's pregnant. It must be that it's Avimelech's child. So what ma'osa kodesh baruch hu? So what did the Ribbono shel Olam do? Tsar cluster panov shel Yitzchok d'only Avram. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he do? He made Yitzchok look just like Avram. Literally, tsar cluster upon him means he formed the image of Yitzchok's face like Avraham. Ve'idu hakol Avraham holid es Yitzchok. So according to Rashi, the way we have to read the pasuk is like this. Eilu todos Yitzchok ben Avram. That's just a genealogical fact. That's what the Torah writes. Torah writes the person and his father. What does it mean, Avram holid es Yitzchok? Rashi says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he do? What was the miracle? He fashioned Yitzchok's appearance like Avram. That's what it means. So whenever you saw Yitzchok, what did you say to yourself? What was the automatic, what was the reflexive reaction? That's Avram's kid. That's Avram's kid. Spitting image of Avram. So the Rebbe says, skip to page 53, the second paragraph down. So the Rebbe says, here's the problem. And he asks such a profound, yet simple yet profound question. About Beir Zed Dorish Beir. The Rebbe says, I don't understand Rashi. Imat Haras HaKosuf Hi Lishlolas Ta'anosum Shalait Tzani Hadar Madua Dover Ze Nichtav Rak Kan Kasher Yitzchok Kvar Ben Arboim Shana. It's a good kasha. So ask the Rebbe. So now, if you're going to tell me that people were casting rumors about Yitzchak's paternity, why are you mentioning this now? Right? That by the way, Hashem made a miracle. Ma'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made Yitzchak look like Avram. Both say, when would have been the fitting place to share this information? When? When Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak is 40 years old now. He's 40 years old already. So why are you sharing? Remember again, just understand what's already happened in the Torah, right? Yitzchak was born. There was the Akedah. Sarah died. Avraham died. Four decades have gone by. Bipashtos, when were people spreading rumors? When were they spreading rumors? When Yitzchak was born. So tell me about the miracle of Tzar Klester Panim, that Hashem made Yitzchak look like Avraham. Tell me about that by his birth. Furthermore, again, remember, Yitzchak Avinu was 60 years old. So the way the Torah, remember, Eile Toldos Yitzchak Ben Avram. So we'll say, understand what the Rebbe is pointing out over here. The Lashon of Eile Toldos means the parsha already opens that Yitzchak Avinu has children. Now remember, even though the parsha then goes on to detail the birth of Yitzchak's children, the fact that it says Eila told us Yitzchak means he has children already. How old is Yitzchak when he has children? 60. So says the Rebbe, such a simple kasha, such a good kasha. Says the Rebbe, Rashi, why are you sharing this here? See, the guy is 60 years old. Any person by Pasha, anybody who was spreading rumors is probably dead by now anyway. Right? So they're going ahead and you're telling me about the rumors that were spread about Yitzchak's paternity. So therefore, Avram holy this Yitzchak Hashem made a miracle and made Yitzchak look like Avram. Tell me this by Yitzchak's birth. Don't tell it to me here. That's the kasha of the Rebbe. That's the kasha. Why is Rashi including this comment here? Why now? Why now? I understand the miracle, but why tell me about it now? But he goes on. So we have to look a little bit more into Rashi. V'haya alav limso pitaron yitzirati. Mashu lo shigarasi. Kidei l'noa. So he says outside. So Rebbe says, also look at the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, what happened? Diletzani hadar, right? The mockers of the generation were saying, Yitzchak is not Avraham's kid. He's not Avraham's kid. It's Avimelech's kid. So the Rebbe says, Lashon is ma'asa kadosh baruch hu. So Rebbe says, what does ma'asa mean? This is incredible. So the Rebbe says, ma'asa means, like, the Ribbono shel Olam was confounded with a problem. He was faced with a problem. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to solve the problem, right? How did he solve it? Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe says, I don't understand. You make it sound like this is such a big deal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yitzchak look like Avram. Meaning, remember again, at the end of the day, says the Rebbe, it's quite normal for what? For what? For children to look like their parents. Okay, so you want to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yitzchak look even more like Avram, a spitting image of Avram? Okay, I mean, that's my simba chol yom. It happens that children very much resemble their parents. But what the Rebbe is highlighting over here is the Lashon of Rashi. Ma osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Almost kivyachol, like the Ribbon Shel Olam was faced with a problem. With a problem. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu solve the problem? What's the big problem over here? I understand the solution. Make Yitzchak look like Avram. Therefore, no one could doubt his paternity. But why make his life such a big problem? So look what the Rebbe says. This is incredible. He says, HaHezber Lekach, the second class paragraph on page 53. HaHezber Lekachu, Chazal, Misbatim Al Kama Dvarim Shem Koshe, Kevyachof Me'a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is very beautiful. There are a couple things in the world of Chazal that Chazal term as difficult for Hashem. Now we know, of course, it's not literal, because nothing is difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Absolutely nothing. But there are some things that Chazal say are difficult for Hashem. What are some things that are difficult? It says, Kasha zivugo sha'adum kriyas yamsuf, finding a shidduch, right? Finding a shidduch, finding a spouse is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf. So kriyas yamsuf, again, forget about shidduchim for just a moment. The fact that shidduchim are compared to kriyas yamsuf, and the Gemara says, Kasha zivugon sha'adum yoser kriyas yamsuf, indicates that what? Kriyas yamsuf is difficult. So he says, Kriyas yamsuf idover kasha etz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam zivugo sha'odim kasha kimo kriyas yamsuf. So okay, so ask the Rebbe, mahu akoshi agadlu kriyas yamsuf v'bishidduch. I don't understand. Again, I'm not minimizing the power of splitting the sea. And I'm not minimizing the profundity of bringing two people together. But at the end of the day, this is Hashem. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could Chazal ever use the Lashon, ultimately again, of makoshi, of kasha? Why would it be, what's the difficulty? And look what the Rebbe says over here. This is so profound. Last paragraph, page 53. Ela hakoshi hu b'shal ha'achiza b'shnei hafachim yachad. Chazal use a lashon of koshi when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring together two opposites. Two opposites. Be'eis uba'ona achos. So again, to be clear, nothing is difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Chazal used the lashon of difficulty when the Ribono Shel Olam needs to bring together opposites. So he says, for example, Bekriyas Yamsuf, so we'll say, what's the opposite Bekriyas Yamsuf? Bekriyas Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achaz b'midas hadin, hu hika v'he'enish es hamitzrim, b'heta'im l'magia lahem, l'fi midas hadin, ach yachad im zos, b'shas maisa, hu gam hitzil es am Yisrael. So what are the opposites in Kriyas Yamsuf? On one hand, there's din, and on the other hand, there's rachamim, right? There's din, there's strict justice for the Egyptians. The Egyptians die in Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Jewish people are saved in Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, what's novel about that is, Limros hatayin shlamida sadin klapov manishtana elu mi'edu. B'mashonim amisra mi'amitzrim. Halo elu ve'elu ov di avodah zarah. Gam ben Yisrael avdu avodah zarah. Umadua es elu atamanish va'al elu atamagin. So here is the great opposite dynamic in Kriyas Yamsuf. There are two nations, Mitzrayim and Yisrael. And the truth is, to be honest, there's actually not such a big difference between them. They're all of the Avodah Zarah. We were of the Avodah Zarah by the Yam as well. We know that. Klal Yisrael brought, he will say, it's hard to imagine, but Klal Yisrael brought Avodah Zarah with them through Yamsuf. He will say, can you imagine that? You see with your own eyes the Ribono Shel Olam going in and splitting the sea. Right? An incredible manifestation of divine prowess, of divine presence. So you would think that if there'd be one moment where everybody would believe it'd be Kriyas Yamsuf, but yet again, Klal Yisrael, they had the Pesel, right? They had Pesel Micha. They brought Avodah Zarah with them through Yamsuf. So this is the opposite. Yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals Midas Hadin to Mitzrayim, strict justice to Egypt, and Rachamim to Klal Yisrael. Opposites. Turn the page. Page 54. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olchiz B'Midas Hadin V'yachadim Zeh B'Rega Zeh Mamesh Shu'enu Mischashei Ba Shnei HaFochim B'Basachos. So we'll say, so the Rebbe over here is really creating a model which is quite fascinating. That whenever in the Lashon of Chazal, you find Chazal say something was difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because it required the Ribono Shel Olam to bring two opposites together. So Kriyas Yamsuf is kosher because everybody's an idolater in the Yamsuf. But yet some he dealt with rachamim, some he dealt with din. Look what the Rebbe says. Kach gam zivugo shal adam. It's the same idea with the shidduch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'achid yachar zachar unikeva. Shema fochim zeh mizeh. And we'll see what happens with the shidduch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings together a man and woman, and man and woman are opposite. That requires no hesber, right? That requires no hesber, right? Clear. Kashem Mishpat Tzara'im. And yet, Heim Nisharim HaFachim Kishahayu Veim Nasin L'davar Echad. We'll say marriage, you know, they say opposites attract. See, the truth is, it's always opposites attract. Because men and women are so fundamentally different, wired differently in so many ways, that the ability to bring a man and woman together and for them to live even semi-harmoniously for some protracted amount of time is kasha. It's difficult. It's opposites. It's like Yamsuf. It's like Yamsuf. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring opposites like this? So we'll say, so this is really incredible. So therefore, first of all, it's very helpful because now you could use this definition. Whenever you see in the words of Chazal, there's something is kosher, understand that what the Ribono Shel Olam is doing is he's bringing together opposites. He's bringing together opposites. Kriyas Yamsuf, bringing together opposites. Marriage, bringing together opposites. So watch this. Kach gam, the third paragraph down on page 54. Kach gam legabe atzar shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzar kles tzapanam shi Yitzchak tom li Avraham hu kivyachol niskal bekoshi. We'll say now watch this. So remember, what was the Rebbe's kasha? What was the Rebbe's kasha? The Rebbe's kasha was ma asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, remember again, what was the Lashon? The Lashon was the Leitzani Hadar, right? The mockers of the generation were saying that Avimelech was Yitzchak's father. They were doubting the paternity of Avram Avinu. So the Lashon of Rashi was, Ma Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, what did the Ribbono Shel Olam do? Tzar Klaster Panov Shel Yitzchak Domeli Avram. So the Rebbe is saying, Ma Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu is another way of saying what? It was difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a difficulty for Hashem. What was the difficulty for? Now remember again, whenever there's a difficulty for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it difficult? Kiviyachol, why is it difficult? Opposites. So what's going on over here? Look what the Rebbe says. This is incredible. Fourth paragraph down, page 54. Avram b'mahuso hu ish ha-chesed machnis archum mashpia chesed l'kol. Who is Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu is the ish ha-chesed, right? Avram Avinu is kula chesed. His whole life is kindness. His whole life is giving, hospitality, doing for others. Adam shu kol kulo chesed hadaber ba lidei bitui gam betavi panov himrakim yoser sever panim yafos. A person who is kulo chesed of osayim, that radiates from his face, right? A person like that looks different, right? We know people like this, right? When a person is like kulo chesed, just kulo chesed, all good, there's a certain hadras panim that a person like that has, right? There's a certain glow, there's a certain light, there's a certain luminescence that person gives off. So says the Rebbe, Avram Avinu had a certain sefer panim yafos. But watch this. Yitzchok simeles midas ha-gvura. But you know that Yitzchok Avinu, he represented a different mida. He was gvura. The Rebbe say, for our purposes tonight, we'll translate gvura as justice, strict justice. Midas ha-din. It literally means strength, but it means din. And Listen to this. Hapasuk mispate odosa betar pachad Yitzchok, hu avad es habori bekav shel yira upachad. Yitzchok Avinu Rabosai was not his father. He was not an isha chesed. That was not his role. Right. We never hear any stories about Yitzchok Avinu's tent being open on all sides. You know why? Because it wasn't. That wasn't his thing. Yitzchak Avinu wasn't going around spreading the word of monotheism. He wasn't inviting people over, and when they offered to pay, don't worry, just bench, and we'll call it. That wasn't him. Yitzchak Avinu was Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu was worshiping Kadosh Baruch with Yira, with Ema, with Reses, with Zeya, with awe, with Shak, not Shak, right? But with intensity, right? That was Yitzchak Avinu. Everybody at this table, you shouldn't feel cut off from the food or the drink. You could walk right in front of me if you need to. It's not okay. And from the drink also, it's all here. Rabbi Aaron, we'll take a l'chaim. Good. Don't be shy. Just learning about Avraham Avinu's Hachnasa Sarchim. So, Mamish. So, okay. So, what's this? Listen to this. So, Yitzchak was just the opposite. Yitzchak, listen to this. What's this? It's such an incredible insight. Yitzchak gam asak bechafiras be'eros. Yitzchak Avinu also, his, you know, it's interesting. I spoke about this last night at my women, share, that we know almost nothing about Yitzchak. The only thing we know about Yitzchak was the Akedah, and that he dug wells, and he resettled in Gerar because of famine. And the Torah spends an incredible amount of time about digging wells. All about digging wells. So the Rebbe says something amazing. Isuk shegoyim la'alas maya me'omek ha'adam la'mala, zotnua shal ha'ala milamata la'mala, v'lo hashpa shal chesed, ba'adam mashpia klapei mata. But say in Chassidus, there's a concept like this. Chesed, is called hashba, right? Influence, milamala limata. Right? So think about this. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing chesed for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes from above and he gives below. If I'm giving from someone else, I'm taking from me and I'm handing it to the other. So chesed is called the hashba, an influence or a benefit, milamala limata. Yitzchak digs wells. Where do you bring out water from wells? Milamata limala. Milamata lamal, the Rebbe says, represents din. Father and son were opposite in every single way. They were polar opposites of each other.
Avram dug a lot of wells too.
Right? Avram dug wells as well. Avram's wells, though, more fit into his chesed identity, right? Because again, he was digging wells, ultimately again to be machnis archim. Yitzchak's wells were self-sufficiency wells. Yeah, but it's true. Avram dug wells as well. So the Rebbe says, listen to this. Well, say, now look what the picture that Rebbe just painted is. You have father and son who are polar opposites of each other. Literally polar opposites of each other. Listen to this. Hadavar hitstayer gam b'tavei panav. Adam bal tchuna zum panav chamuri savar. Listen to this. The same way that an ish ha-chesed wears his chesed on his face, an ish of yira wears his yira, wears his din, right, his gevura on his face. So I will say, no, you know this. If you ever have the opportunity to meet tzaddikim, you see this. Like you go, if you ever have the chance to meet Reb Chaim, right, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you know, there's a seriousness. There's an unwavering seriousness that's there. You go to Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich, right? And it's a constant smile. All of the, you know, different tzaddikim have different dispositions. What the Rebbe is positing is that disposition is often reflective of their core characteristic or their core midah. So Avraham Avinu, you saw his chesed on his face. Yitzchak Avinu was all yira. That comes out in your facial expressions as well as the way you look, the way people perceive you. So now watch this. Here we go. L'shem kai. So we'll say, so now we understand, right? So now you're going to put this together. So remember again, let's go back to Rashi. Rashi says, Leitzani Hadar. Leitzani Hadar, going ahead in what? They're making fun that Yitzchak is not really the son of Avram. So remember again, the Rebbe says, Ma Asak Kodesh Baruch Hu. What did the Ribbon Shalom do? So remember again, what does it mean when the Torah, when Rashi says, Ma Asak Kodesh Baruch Hu? What was that Kodesh Baruch Hu faced with? What was he faced with? A problem. What was the problem? Opposites. People say, what are the opposites? Avraham and Yitzchak. How do you make a son look like a father when they're such totally opposite people? How do you make a Baal Gevura look like a Baal Chesed? L'shem kach, nidrash me'akadosh baruch hu asiya miyuchades. Ma'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu k'dei liyitzar es klesta panam shal Yitzchak ish gevura domim Avram aviv ish achesed. So therefore, says Rabbi, that's why the Rashi says Ma'asa. The Ribbono Shel Olam is faced with a problem. He needs to make Yitzchak look like Avram, but there's only one problem. Avram is the ish achesed. Yitzchak is the ish gevura, and their faces look different. That midah manifests itself in a different facial makeup for each individual. Ma'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu is faced with opposites. Kash lezavgun, kash kriyas yamsof. Kadosh Baruch Hu is faced. How do I bring these two beings together? How do I make a Yitzchak look like an Avram when they're two totally separate people? Now watch this. So now we understand the Rebbe's first, right? We answer the first question. Why does Rashi say Ma'asa as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a problem? He has a problem. Why? Because there's always a problem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol when? Whenever he says with opposites, right? Yamsof, Shidduch, there's a problem with opposites here also. How do I make a Yitzchak who is gevur, who is chesed, look like gevur? Yes.
But there's no. It doesn't say the word kasha involved with this at all. It just says it by shidduchim. It says it by kriyas yamsuf.
Right. So, look, the difference is...
It's my first exposure to real chassidus, so it could be the stretch.
Right, so stop asking questions about that in general. If you're going to be a chassid, you just have to accept. Okay. You just have to accept, right? You didn't ask, right? You didn't ask who's giving the heksher on the challenge, right? So, you know, some things you just have to accept. No. So the truth is, it's a good kasha. I think the way to answer that is because, remember, in all fairness, we're quoting over here Rashi. The Rebbe's quoting Gemaras, right? So I think what the Rebbe is saying is, stylistically, Rashi's ma'asa is the equivalent to the Gemara's kasha. Now again, I want to point out, that's his chiddush. That's his core chiddush in this. But the truth is, when you think about it, the verbiage is strange. Ma'asa, where do you ever have that like that? Ma'asa chiddush baruch hu, ma'asa chiddush baruch hu. Just tell me, chiddush baruch hu, tsar klester panav. He made Yitzchak. Why that introductory phrase of ma'asa? So that, so I'm saying good. The Rebbe's understanding is Rashi's ma'asa is the equivalent of Talmudic kasha. Now, both sides. So now I understand the first part. Yonason, thank you very much. So I'll say, see now, but we still have the other question, which is what? So now we understand ma'asa, understand that lashon. What was the second question? Why wait until 60? Yitzchak is 60 years old, right? If anybody was making jokes, those jokes should have been made much earlier on at his birth. Look what the Rebbe says over here. I'm sorry? So it could be that Gevura maybe reaches its peak at 60. Beautiful, beautiful. So look what the Rebbe says. Taina zu, bottom of page 54. Taina zu shal etzani hador his orar rak ata. Because here's what's amazing, I will say. See, when we read this Rashi, we often assume that the etzani hador made their mockery statements at Yitzchak's birth. The Rebbe says it's not true. They actually made it now, when Yitzchak was older. Why now? Watch this. This is incredible. B'sima parasha kodemes. קראנו על תודוסף של ישמעאל בנו השני של אברהם אבינו. ובפרשה זו, אנו קוראים על תודוסף של יצחק, יעקב ועשיו. So also remember again, just keep the flow of the parasha. At the end of parashas Chayei Sarah, you have ישמעאל, right? You have the genealogy of ישמעאל. And then in the beginning of parashas Toldos, you have the genealogy of יצחק אבינו. אלו תודוס יצחק. So remember again, watch this. This, by the way, each part of this is mind-blowing. עשיו בנו של יצחק, Haya ish shel givura. Get ready for this. The Rebbe says it makes total sense that Esav was Yitzchak's son, because Esav was also a man of givura. Esav was also a man of incredible strength. Din ne'emar lo achar b'cha tichya alav ne'emar b'parsha v'yatzar yishon admoni tseva hamisamelas hagivura kach she Esav haben mochiach al ha'aba Yitzchak shu ish shel givura, which by the way is absolutely incredible. The Rebbe says, it also makes a lot of sense why it says, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav bino. Because, amazing, Esav was like Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Gevura. Gevura means strength. For Yitzchak, it was spiritual strength. But that strength, that Gevura, came out in his Bechor, came out in Esav. So, of course, so again, it makes sense. There's a direct connection between Yitzchak and Esav. Get ready for this. Le'umas Zos, this is wild. Haya Yishmael Hayba Mahusa Ish Chesed. The Rebbe says, Yishmael in his essence was a man of chesed. Now, where does that come from? Amnon chesed shlili. So what does that mean? It was chesed. But what kind of chesed?
Too much,
right? Negative chesed. Perverted chesed. Right? A perversion of chesed. Dehainu ashpala mekomos lo ru'uyim. Kifi shematzinu, shebesha shakadosh baruch hu libikesh latzeis es ha-Torah, hu egil gan l'neishma, page 55, went by matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah, he offered it to all of the nations. He comes to Yishmael, and Yishmael says, nu, what does it say in the Torah? Amar lohem lo sinaf. It says, ultimately, you're not allowed to commit adultery. Hamavata isra ashpala mekomos lo ru'uyim, heim lo ratz l'kabal as ha-Torah, so listen to this, I will say. This is incredible. You know, the Torah refers to arayos, immorality, as a chesed. Because I will say, what's immorality? Immorality is being too kind to too many people in all the wrong ways. Right? Immorality, amazingly enough, is a perversion of chesed. There's a desire to give just to people you shouldn't be giving to, right? And just in situations that you should not be involved in. But it's chesed. Yishmael was caught up in immorality. V'harayo, Yishmael, as soon as they hear no adultery, we're out. We're out. Torah sounds great. The other 612 we could totally handle. But no adultery, a moral code, that we're uninterested. You see, Yishmael was chesed unchecked, right? Chesed without boundaries, just chesed. So isn't this incredible? So Avram the Isha Chesed, has a son Yishmael, who's also Kula Chesed, but unchecked Chesed, Get ready for this. Lochen Kiv Shem Adarma told us Yishmael Shai Ish Chesed, Umiyad Achakach Al told us Yitzchak Al Esav Shai Ishal Gvura, Mis Oreres Tainos Leitzane Hadar, She Yitzchak Hulo Bino Shal Avram, V'arayev L'kach Hui, She Avram Hu Ish Chesed, V'kach Gam Bino Yishmael, V'yitzchak Hu Ish Gvura, V'kach Gam Bino Esav. Both say, watch this. So when did the Leitzane Hador, when did the mockers start casting aspersions on Yitzchak's paternity? You know when? When Yitzchak was 60, when Esav was born. Why? Because people say, wow, look at this family tree. This is pretty wild. Avram is in Isha Chesed. Yishmael is ridiculously immoral, right? Which is a manifestation of Chesed. So okay, it's all in the family, so to speak, right? In other words, the Midah of Chesed is still there. Yitzchak is Gevura and has a son, Esav, who's Gevura. This must mean that Avram and Yitzchak are not really related. Because how could that be? Notice Avram has a son, right? Avram's firstborn son emulates his Midah, albeit in a perverse and warped way, but Yishmael has Chesed also. And Yitzchak doesn't have any Chesed. He has Gevura. Not only that, Yitzchak's firstborn Esav also has Gevura. So says the Rebbe, it was Dafka after Yitzchak had Esav that the Leitzane Hadar say, Avram is not Yitzchak's father. Avram is not Yitzchak's father. Lachin rak kan no tzratzorach baras hakosav Avram holy des Yitzchak. Kan nidrush ha'asiyam yuchadish la HaKadosh Baruch Hu kedei lahatim es tavei panam shal Avram v'Yitzchak she'edom zeh lazeh. So we'll say, by the way, this is pretty wild, because what the Rebbe seems to be suggesting is that Yitzchak Avinu underwent some miraculous plastic surgery, right? And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his facial features later on in life. When he was first born, none of this conversation came up. It only came up when Yitzchak himself had an Esav. So now, two generations of Gevura. Father has Gevura, son has Gevura, but yet Avram was Chesed, Avram's firstborn son has Chesed. People begin to say, ah, you know what, it must be, I remember Sarah was thinking about Avimelech, it must be that Yitzchak is not the son of Avram. Then the Torah says, Avram holy des Yitzchak. Sama asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did the Ribono Shalom do? He's got two opposites, Chesed, Gevura, what do I do? But now people are casting aspersions, Tsar cluster upon him, Shal Yitzchak. He changed Yitzchak's facial features to look like Avram.
When he was older.
That's what it sounds like, according to the Rebbe.
Well, think about it. How old was Avram when Yitzchak was born? So if 60 is when you become starting to look like an old man, it's not such a stretch.
Well, back up on that. Some of us are a little bit closer.
Back then. It's not such a stretch to say that, oh, in his old age.
In his old age, right. Again, I want to tell you, I never heard anything like this before in my life. Not that that means anything. But it's certainly not the Pashat reading of Rashi, because everyone reads this Rashi as referring to the birth of Yitzchak. But the truth is, in the Rebbe's construct, yeah, maybe Niv is right. In other words, maybe as you get older, that's when you begin to resemble more. But yes, the Rebbe definitely seems to be indicating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his facial features now when he's older.
But Moroccan, when they begin to reconstruct Yitzchak after the Akedah?
Nothing happened to Yitzchak. By the Akedah, why there would be nothing to reconstruct? Baruch Hashem, nothing. Remember, I mean, we wanted to make a cut. There was nothing. Nothing happened.
Yeah, well, this comes from Shir from Rabbi Wallenstein. He talked about that.
I don't comment on other people's shiurim. You gotta ask him.
Could also be that his behaviors became more like Avram's.
Oh, hold on to that. Watch this. Look, so there's one more piece to this. Remember again, we've answered Ma'asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Why does it say it's so difficult? We've also answered why this is coming up now at the age of 60 and not at his birth. And I will say, now watch what the Rebbe says. There's one last piece. He says, K'dei li'itzor es taviv panim domim, aleim yos domim b'tchunas ha'nefesh. So we'll say, but we're left with one glaring problem, which is, the Rebbe said before, that the core midah you represent manifests itself in the way you look. So how can you make someone who is an ish hagvura look like an ish hachesed? In other words, it doesn't make sense. Avram's chesed was apparent on his face. Yitzchak's gvura was apparent on his face. So how do you make people like that look like each other? So Rabbi said, this is incredible. And this is the Rebbe's last piece. But Omer Ka'inyan, when we look a little bit deeper, Yitzchak HaGvura B'mahusa Eino Shalom Mechaser Avram. Here we go. I said, the Rebbe was an Isha Shalom, right? A great Kacham Achid, a glue of Klal Yisrael. So look what he says. He says, you know what? You know what the mistake is? Everyone thinks that Chesed's here and Gevura's here. But it's not true. It's not true. There are two sides of the same coin. Adarabba, Himashlima Osa. Gevura is necessary to complete Chesed. The Rebbe says, watch what he says. Chesed, Omer, Tanik L'Shein Elo Agbala. See, Rabbi said, listen to this. What's chesed? Tanik l'sheni l'lo hagbala, which means what?
It's infinite.
Right? Infinite. Give to the other. Give to the other with no measure, with no boundaries. Give. Right? Give whatever you can. Tein lo b'li gvul. Aval im nashpia me'alu me'avar l'masha adam yachal la'achil, hu lo yatzliach l'hanas me'chesed. Here's the problem. Too much chesed is detrimental. Too much chesed. So the Rebbe says, for example, im yereid shefa ad yishalmayim lo yitzmach klum, right? Rain is incredible chesed. But too much rain causes a flood. And not only does flood not facilitate growth, but flood what? Flood destroys. So chesed lelo hagbala, chesed without boundaries, chesed without borders, ultimately becomes a destructive force. And he says something amazing. Same idea. If you try to teach a child some deep esoteric idea, his mind can't handle it. It doesn't absorb anything. The truth is, it's a much simpler example. What happens if you give your children, give without measure? What happens?
Spoiled.
Right? They become spoiled. It's not just they become spoiled. They become compromised human beings, right? You ruin them. This is the mistake. Parents think that by spoiling their children, oh, I'm making my child, you're not making your child happy. You're destroying their menschlichkeit, right? Chesed lelo hagbala. Anytime chesed is unchecked, it's a flood. It destroys everything. So watch this. Kedei she'achesed yashpia, v'ashini gam yuchal lehanos mikach, yesh tzorech begevura. See, Rabbi say chesed is only impactful and meaningful if what? If it's accompanied by gevura. Because Rabbi say, what does gevura mean? What does gevura do? Gevura sets constraints and boundaries. Gevura sets limitations. She tagbil v'tedalel es ha-chesed, he titzamtzim oso lefi ha-yecholas shel ha-zulas la-hachil. What gevura does is gevura says, there's a boundary, there's a line, there's a measurement, X amount is enough. This is where we stop. Kach shagvura hi mashlima asachaset hi lo menegezo. He'll say, by the way, I'll just point out to you. This is just to go back to the Rebbe's previous example, right? So think about this. A man is obligated to go out and be a bal chesed to his wife, right? And bal chesed in a marital context means that a husband is supposed to love his wife. A husband is supposed to care for his wife physically, emotionally, right? But that chesed has to have gvura. Right? It has to have agbala. What's the gevura of the chesed of marriage?
Not spoiling her on anniversary.
I'm sorry?
What?
Not what?
Not spoiling her on anniversary.
Good. That's true. Okay, I was going to say more. In other words, not sharing that same bond with any other woman. In other words, that like, the chesed, in other words, the chesed of that hagbala could say, oh, I love everyone. There's enough of me to go around. That's chesed alo hagbala. Chesed with hagbala, chesed with gvura says, I have so much love to give to my spouse, but it's just going to be fire. It's not going to devolve upon anyone else. So look what the Rebbe says. Ach kedei legalo shagvura hi be'etzel. So therefore, what turns out, and this is incredible, it's like full circle. See, the way this whole thing started is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was faced with a kasha, right? Kasha, right? Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I bring together two opposites? And it turns out, says the Rebbe, that the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam is to show that that which we perceive as opposite is actually not opposite at all. But in essence, it's actually two sides of the same coin. You can't have gevura without chesed. Right, because gvura without chesed, that austerity, prevents the creation of relationships, prevents achdos, prevents ultimately being part of a collective. But you can't have chesed without gvura either, because chesed without gvura creates Yishmael. Chesed without gvura creates un. checked kindness to too many people in too many ways, in inappropriate things. Listen to this. So this was a lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to teach to humanity. So how do you show all humanity that chesed and gevura are not opposites? Here we go. Ela be'etzem mashlima osa limros shebemabat rishon heniros hafalchios amunugados yesh tzorech ba'asiyah miyuchedah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh tzorech legalot shebe'omek hadavar Avraham v'Yitzchak domim. V'kach gam klester pneihem yiyeshava. So the Rebbe says, the great miracle of making Yitzchak and Avram look like each other, Rebbe Osai, didn't just go ahead and satisfy the late Sani Hadar, right, the mockers, but it was teaching all of humanity an incredible lesson. Everyone thinks that chesed and gevura are two opposite midos, but they're not two opposite midos. They're two sides of the same coin. They're sister concepts, and you can't have one without the other. Gevura without chesed is a solitary, austere life. Chesed without gevura is love and kindness unchecked. It's Yishmael. But a gevura or a chesed that is tempered by a gevura allows for the right type of giving to the right type of people, with the right type of sharing, with the right type of kindness, all in moderation. And where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach humanity this lesson? When he made Yitzchak look like Avraham. When you make the Ish HaGvura, at the age of 60, he's already Ish HaGvura. He has an Esav. He's Ish HaGvura. When you make him look like the Ish HaChesed, it teaches all of us, Rabbi said, that what is life all about? Life is creating this synthesis between Chesed and Gevura. It's the ability to shower upon others an incredible and overwhelming kindness. But it's also about knowing where to stop. Where to stop and when to stop. And at certain times, the showering of that kindness is not appropriate. And at certain times, you have to circle the wagons and hold back. There's a time to engage. There's a time to try. You know, in Chassidus, there's a phrase of Ratza V'Shov. Right? We learned this when we used to have this shir a while ago in Rabbi Nachman. Ratza V'Shov. Forward and backwards. Forward and backwards. Life is always this. I have to go forward, but then I have to withdraw. There's the Chassid and there's the Gvura. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us that it is our sacred mission to be like the Avraham Yitzchak synthesis. To be an Isha Chesed, but a Chesed that is combined and that is tempered with a proper Gevura. Shkoyach, stop it for tonight. Beretz Hashem, next week we will continue. This Mar- if anyone needs Mariv, Mariv? Mariv will daven in the... Shkoyach. I wasn't expecting that ending. Right?